The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
When I was one of my kids was in preschool, I would visit sometimes, and preschool can be chaotic. And sometimes there was seemingly pure chaos. Kids running around, doing what little kids do. And then we had this amazing teacher, one of my heroes. And when he wanted their attention, it was time to do something else, he would stand in the middle of the room and he'd start to whisper. And the kids would notice and sit slowly, one by one, or sit down around him until everyone is sitting quietly. Maybe they come to expect a great story, or I don't know what they came to expect, but he didn't command them to be quiet and sit down. Certainly didn't shame them. He didn't beg them. He just stood still, stable, and spoke quietly, and things got organized and settled. So the same thing is possible for us in this practice of meditation. We sit in the middle of our lives, middle of our being, stand there or sit there upright, confident. We don't shame, we don't demand, we don't command. But we stand there, and in a sense, we whisper. Hopefully we whisper kindly, with compassionately, and we stand there, and with the breathing. And at first, mindfulness of breathing doesn't seem like a big deal. I've been told by some people they think that's the most boring thing in the world. Breathing, why should I do that? There are websites to visit. And so slowly, as we kind of, that whispering of the breathing happens, we settle into it, the things, the chaos of our minds gets settled, gets organized, quiets down. Partly because the chaos is fueled by where we put our attention. And if we let our attentions be hijacked by the chaos of the mind, by all the preoccupations of the mind, we're actually feeding those tendencies, making them habits. But if we're directing the attention to something, in Buddhism we call it a wholesome or healthy place to direct it, directed to the breathing, then we're no longer feeding the chaos, and we're feeding something healthy and wholesome, and things get organized and settled. And a healthier kind of organized or healthier kind of harmonious mind and heart begins to kind of form itself. And as the mind settles down, and it's not easy to do this, it can take years to really kind of develop this, not just, you know, one day just saying this like this today. But as this gets deeper and deeper and deeper, fuller and fuller in our lives, as I said earlier, it becomes a new perspective arises. And that new perspective is that this is good. This is not escaping from life. This is, in some sense, inhabiting life more fully when you're not scattered and chaotic and just really here in a fully full embodied way. To be able to bring this kind of presence that we discover in meditation into life makes life richer and more wonderful. So then the idea of samadhi, of really being steady and really kind of really be absorbed in what we're doing in meditation becomes just like an obvious thing to do. Of course we do this. This is where the goodness is. I mean, if you really want to be good, really want to have a high quality experience, turn off the computer and really get into this web, into this, you know, the inner life this way. As the mind quiets down, the thinking mind quiets down, it stops projecting ideas onto our experience. Most people are constantly projecting ideas, concepts on each other and themselves, and we're living kind of in concepts, ideas of who we are, ideas of what life is like. As that idea-making mind stops projecting, what we discover as we keep sitting is that things are constantly changing. And the lack of change, the idea that things are fixed, is there because we have ideas that that's how it is. We project ideas of fixity or permanence on things. And so as this practice deepens, it opens to experiencing the flow of change. The idea that things are constantly changing in our direct experience immediately here and now becomes more obvious than the opposite. So as we relax deeper and deeper and deeper and quieter the mind, at some point it becomes just feeling like we're a flow of vibration, a flow of phenomena happening. There's nothing solid here, nothing permanent, nothing constant. It's all our psychophysical being. It's just a flow of sensations, flow of many, flow. Everything's changing, constantly changing. And so the 13th step, so that at the 11th step, the mind gets concentrated. The 12th step is to understand the mind is kind of liberated from all these concepts and preoccupations it has, which allows us to open up to how much things are changing all the time. As we experience all this change with a quiet mind, it becomes obvious that the things that we cling to, that the clinging we do to things is not that interesting. It's not like the best game in town anymore. The better game in town is the non-clinging. These attachments we have, these desires for things to be a certain way and hating things because of the way, or holding on to things a certain way, just doesn't cut it anymore the way it did before when it had a lot of authority and seemed like the only game in town. And so the 13th step of this mindfulness of breathing is breathing in and out and becoming aware of the inconstancy of things, the changing nature of things. That leads to the 14th step, which is to start becoming disenchanted. It's beginning the fading away of our clinging. And I love this expression, it's fading away. It's not saying push the button and end it. Like, once and for all, you're done. And, and a lot of people have the kind of magical thinking that, they're just, if they just find the right spiritual button, then they're good forever. A more mature approach is that as we start seeing and understanding better, that the tendencies to cling, to be attached, will begin to soften, be lessen and lessen and lessen. And the expression is they fade away. So breathing in and out, there starts to be a fading of attachment. At some point, those attachments stop. They're not just simply not there. It might be a temporary stopping, but they faded away and they're kind of just no longer there. And to have the direct visceral experience, breathing in and breathing out, and experiencing the cessation of the preoccupations, concerns, neuroses, fears, clingings, cravings that we had before, and experience ourselves in the mind really without it in some deep, high-quality way, that is life-changing. To really know that that's more who we are, that's more the essential way of being than to be clinging and craving and being neurotic. And so the 15th step is breathing in and out and experiencing cessation. So inconstancy, change, fading away, cessation. And the 16th step, at least how I interpret it, 16th step is breathing in and breathing out and relinquishing. And I think what I'll do is I'll guide you through my way of understanding it at the end of this sitting. So you know, I think it's a tall order to expect that all this will kind of work, you know, in the classic way. But for those of you who are here at the beginning of the day, I talked about imagining. So maybe you'll follow along and imagine that you're following it. Okay? So, sitting upright and closing your eyes. And for those of you who have been here for the day, there's a good chance that you don't have to try so hard to be mindful right now. Why don't you see if you can tune in to any kind of settledness there might be here in your body, any way in which your body feels somehow more connected, more here, more available. Perhaps it's not so much a matter of trying, but letting go of trying, letting go and allowing yourself to be aware. Allowing your body, sensations of body and breathing, to show themselves to you. Breathing in and out, allowing the present moment to reveal itself to you. And notice as you're sitting here, breathing in and out, how the experience of breathing itself, the inhales and the exhales, the coming and going of the inhales and exhales, is always changing. It's a process of change, of inconstancy. And for a few moments, notice the changing nature of the experience of the body breathing. And if you find yourself thinking, notice how thinking itself is an inconstant, changing phenomenon. Thinking comes and goes. If you think in words, the individual words come and go. Images come and go. There's actually a lot of change in the world of thinking. Relax your thinking mind. We tend to focus or cling to the concepts that we think about, the ideas, the importance of things. But the process of thinking itself is a constant flow of change. Step back from the ideas and the content of your thoughts and just see them flow by. Sounds come and go. Notice whatever is happening. Notice whatever change is happening. The flow of sensations in your body. Don't worry that some things seem constant. Just see if you can be aware of all the things that change. Relax into the change. When we hold on to something, we tend to lose touch with how things are always changing. The preoccupation of holding on obscures how much we're living in a world that flows and changes. And perhaps you can begin to let go of the holding on to things. The weakening of your preoccupations. So you can better rest in the river of change, the flow that's always here. And then step 15 is the ceasing, the ending of certain things we've been holding on to, attachments and clingings. And probably there are some things you were concerned with in the morning or yesterday or last week that have at least temporarily ceased as we're sitting here. If it's, you might see if you can experience that absence, breathing in and out. What is the mind like, the heart like, that is not caught up in the things that you have been caught up in the past? What does it feel like not to be caught in those things? Breathing in and breathing out with the experience of absence, of whatever clinging happens to be absent for you. And then the last step of mindfulness of breathing, I understand to be a wisdom step, a time for our wisdom to operate. And that is, what is it that you would like to no longer invest in? What attachment, clinging, preoccupation do you feel ready to relinquish? Not just to have it go away temporarily, but you feel like you're done with it. You're done with this kind of attachment, clinging. So the 16th step is breathing in and breathing out. Relinquishing. A decisiveness around you're no longer into this thing. It might still occur in you, but you relinquished your interest in it. You're giving it value or importance. What is it you're ready to relinquish? This these 16 steps of mindfulness of breathing is one way to do mindfulness practice. It's not the way that is standard here at IMC. However, the process that these 16 steps kind of take us through are not so dissimilar from the inner processes that unfold and deepen as we do other forms of mindfulness practice. And one of the things that I hope that this day has shown you is that to really engage in this process, you know, regularly enough, continuously enough, really get into it, it puts us onto a journey, the process of change and development that has a certain patterns. And one of those patterns is described by these 16 steps. And each of these steps opens up to its own wisdom, its own understanding, and change of perspective that then supports the opening for the next one, and the next one. And I like to think of the last one, relinquishment, as being a wisdom piece, where it's one thing to have something really fall away. It's another thing for us to make a decision. You know, I don't want to pick that up again. You know, I'm done with that. You know, that, you know, I drank a lot of alcohol, but, you know, I see now it doesn't really serve me. And now I'm really not, you know, I kind of gave it up, you know, kind of, but I still kind of want it. I'm relinquishing. I'm really letting go of it. So I don't know if that's the best example, but you can probably come up with a better example. Or maybe that is the best example. And I've done, as I said in the beginning, I've been doing mindfulness of breathing much of my life. It's kind of the core practice I do in many ways. But I'm always ready to leave it in order to pay attention to other things that are happening, kind of like how we teach here. So sometimes I pay attention to my body more, sometimes emotions, sometimes thoughts, sounds, whatever is going on. But the default has been the breathing. And that's kind of the constant default, all constant goes through my life, just breathing. And it's such a strong habit or such a strong practice that even in daily life, I'm checking in with my breath, I'm with my breath. And it's really great because the breath is a indicator, how I'm breathing, an indicator of so much. Like if I get caught or I'm afraid or upset or something, I can feel my breathing before almost any other place. Oh, there, okay. And then if I can breathe in a relaxed way and not let the breath be held, then I'm less likely to be caught in those, you know, different storms that come through. It's keeping the breath relaxed and flowing, keeps the mind relaxed and flowing. So thank you for coming. I appreciate very much that you were here and you practiced. I hope that this kind of teaching was useful today. And I realize you didn't come here to do necessarily mindfulness of breathing. It wasn't advertised like that. So hopefully it was okay with you. It's the custom here that the people who practice here are the ones who take care of the center. The center is completely run by volunteers who practice here. And in day-longs like today, we ask for about 7-8 people to stay behind for about 10 minutes or so to clean the bathrooms and vacuum this rug and take out the trash and tidy up the kitchen if needed. And that's very much appreciated. Are there 7-8 people who'd be willing to stay for a little while to do that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Great. And Jeff is the manager, and you can coordinate with him where you all go and what to do. And I hope that if you benefited from this day today, that as you leave, you'll consider how you can not proselytize, but how you can share it with others in terms of your own generosity and kindness and calmness that supports other people in their lives. Thank you.